Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope you're having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 20th day of the month of Iyar and on the 35th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Eitan Feiner, Mora d'Astra of Congregation Knesset Israel, or as it is better known, the White Shul, in Far Rockaway, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Feiner reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's chapter 20, 27, and 130. And please note, as always, there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Feiner will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Feiner concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feiner.
Shalom uvracha and good afternoon. I want to personally welcome each and every one of you. And if I could just preface by thanking and expressing an overwhelming debt of gratitude, tremendous hakaras hatov, to the wonderful Rabbi Naftali Herman Shlita, who has done a fantastic job, continues with Siyata Dishmaya to do an unbelievable job on behalf of the OU. So I want to thank him so much for putting this together. It's a tremendous opportunity that we, Klal Yisrael, we can come together to share some words of chizuk and his sober, some words of inspiration, strengthening one another. So again, my thanks extended to each and every one of you for participating in this call, and tremendous hakar satov, an overwhelming sense of gratitude as well. I extend to the unbelievable organization that we all know as the Orthodox Union, as the OU, and it's on the heels of that I'd like to then segue into a couple of minutes of chizuk and words of inspiration that we could share together today. So we mentioned it's the Orthodox Union. It's about a union. It's about a gathering. It's about an agud achas, a coming together where we can come and unite, as the Orthodox Union so well does, with unbelievable baruch hanatzlocha, tremendously successful in uniting so many parts of Klal Yisrael. And it always brings to memory, I was at a convention years back where Rav Asher Weiss Shlita stood up at a Shabbos Shudas. And Rav Asher Weiss shared with the audience, this was a Project Inspire convention years back. I was sitting next to him, and I'll never forget, he stood up and with such a smile says, "You know what, Jewish people, if I were to imagine, what would be the perfect Jew? What would an image conjured up yield of what the perfect Jew would look like?" So Rav Asher Weiss continued. He says, "Imagine if you have somebody who knows how to learn Torah, knows how to learn Gemara, knows how to swim through the Yamatama, the Yamatora, go on a journey throughout Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, like the Lifashir Rosh Hashivas. And imagine someone, that same person, can daven like the most halig, like the most holy of Hasidish Rebbes. And has the Emunah Pshutas endowed with that simple, pure, and pristine faith so characteristic of the Hungarian Jews back in Europe. And imagine that same person is endowed with the Kavod HaTorah of the Olam HaSfaradim. The Kavod HaTorah and the Kavod of Rabbanim that the Sfaradim extend to their respective rabbis. Unbelievable." He says, "Imagine you put that together. One Jew who can learn like the greatest of the great of the Litvish Rosh Hashivas, who can daven like the most holy and the most renowned and illustrious Hasidish Rebbes, has the Amun Pshuta of the Hungarian Jews, has the Kavod HaTorah of the Olam HaSfaradim, and has the Yashrus of that pure and Erlichkeit, the honesty, the integrity, so characteristic of the Yekkes. Of the Yekkes, those who come from German descent." Imagine you package that all up together. When I shared this one time, somebody added, and you take the Avat Eretz Yisrael, you take the love of the land of Israel, our homeland, the holiest place on the planet, and you take the Avat Eretz Yisrael, and that so defines the Tzionim, and you take the Bikush, that insatiable longing, that unquenchable thirst for Yemos Mashiach, for Bias Gal Tzedek, for the arrival of the Messiah speedily in our days, that Cheshek, that thirst, that longing, that yearning for Mashiach, that is so characteristic of Chabad, you package that all together. And to one person, can you imagine one person who has all of those mitzvos, who can be praised and extolled by all those myriad virtues? You package that all into one, that's a yid. Klal Yisrael, my dear friends, that's exactly what we should be striving for. If we can't personally embody that individual, but what we can do is, as the Gemara relates in Shavuos, Lamatessa, and Aleph, Klal Yisrael, Arevim Zebazeh. As Rav Elia Meir Bach points out, the precise terminology is not one of Arevim Zelozeh towards one another. We're not just guarantors. And we don't just look out one for one another. We're Arevim Zelozeh, connoting and conveying the sense that essentially we're all inextricably bound up, Be'etzeh, essentially intertwined one with the next. Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelozeh. We're one people. We're one nation. We are one cohesive entity, one uniform group. We are one union, exactly as the Orthodox Union so beautifully conveys. We are a union, and that's what we have to be working on now to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, for a Chag HaShavuos, the Zman of Matan Torah Seinu, Ba'aleinu L'Tova. We turn our attention now momentarily to the oft-cited Rashi. Rashi, our foremost commentator on the Chumash, turning our attention now to Parshas Yisrael, to chapter 19 in Sefer Shmos in the book of Exodus in verse 2. And the Torah shares with us, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, that the Jewish people encamped opposite the mountain. Rashi on the spot cites for us that famous Mechilta, that why does the Torah express the encampment of the Jewish people, B'loshin Yochid, in the singular conjugation, when we ought to have expected to see Vayachanu, Lashon Rabbah. To that Rashi, based on Chazal, based on the teaching of our sages, so beautifully points out that by the time we stood collectively as one united people, one unified, harmonious group, one cohesive, Am, Lashon Im, the sense of Im, I'm with you, together. We are together as one as we stood collectively at the Pimat of Sinai, ready, open-hearted, ready to embrace and welcome the Torah HaKadosh, the Holy Torah. It was predicated on what? On Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. That we got to such a beautiful, admirable, lofty state of Achdus. Of Achdus Gemurah, of such a beautiful unity that we achieved. Only then can we get the Torah. Very often when people cite this Rashi, they cite this Mechilta, they tend to think that, oh, it's a beautiful incidental attainment. By the way, besides getting the actual Torah, you know what? It was a great thing. It was a Zeitgezach. Oh, a secondary thing, something on the sidelines. No. Explains Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenhofer in his Drashas Siach Yitzchak. This Milo, this lofty attainment, was actually a prerequisite. God was signaling to the Jewish people, if you want me to give you my Torah, God who is Echad Yochad and Meyuchad, who is the singular Hashem Echad Ushmu Echad, is going to give us the Torah. The Torah is that which is Ma'achid Elavavas, that which is what brings us all together. God says, I'm only going to give it to you on condition that what? It comes with a built-in stipulation. You, my beloved, cherished nation, you, my Am HaNivchar, the chosen people, you, my Am HaSegula, I need to see and I need to know that you are together as one. And only on the heels of you coming together and such beautiful harmony and unity, that cohesiveness, that is what will trigger, that is what will engender, that I, as oneness of God, will give you the one and unified Torah. And now we will indeed be together as one. As the Kabbalists write, the Zohar HaKadosh, penned by the illustrious Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Zohar Nachimos, on 73a, the Kutcha Bruch of Yisrof Reisachad, we're all together as one. We're all together as one, but we can only be together as one when first we, the Jewish people, come together as one. Then and only then will God unite with us. Then and only then did he agree to give us his Torah. And that, my dear friends, is what we're working on throughout this month. Throughout Spheres Omer, which of course has days from Chodesh Nisan, the previous month, has days, the first 6 days from Chodesh Sivan, and the month that is upcoming. But in the current month within which we now find ourselves, Chodesh Iyar occupies the vast majority of the Yemei HaSfira, which in essence serve as the Yemei HaChanah, the days of crucial preparation to get ready. So if we're aiming towards that goal, if we are turning our sights towards that glorious and grand objective of Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, that we encamped as one, Kish Echad, Belayv Echad, then what do we have to be working on? We have to be working this month on what? On Achdus. And that's why Rav Avram Shor writes in his wonderful Sefer, Halakach Lahalibov. Rav Avram Shor writes, Chodesh Iyar Avodosa Achdus. The job, the primary task incumbent upon each and every one of us in this month of Iyar, that occupies the majority of the days of Sfira, Omer, of counting the Omer, in anticipation for Zman Matan Tor Seinu, the primary goal is to do what? Lakor Asinat Chinam, to uproot from our midst a baseless hatred. The Ayah Dezehi writes, L'hashrot Hashchina Beineinu. The way to bring down the Hashros Hashchina, to bring down the divine presence into our midst. God says, I want to dwell with you. I love you, Jewish people. I love you more than you could ever imagine. And I want to give you the most precious coveted gifts in the history of the world, the Torah Kadosh, Kilek Achtov, and Asati Lachem. Torah Siyal Tazovu. God wants so badly, He yearns to give us the Torah. But if and only if we get together as one, and we receive it together as one unified, cohesive group. That, Morai Verbosa, my dear friends, is the primary avoda, what we have to work on in the month of Iyar. No coincidence, as or from Shor, Iyar is what? Iyar is Rosh Hashanah, an acronym, not only Ani Hashem Rafacha, that God's going to heal us, but we have to be together as one, just as the body is complete, when you have Aleph, the Aznaim, the ears, highlighting the head, the top of our being. Then we move on to the Yud Yud, Viyad, Viyad, Viyadayim. And then we go to the Resh of Iyar, the Raglayim. Aznayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. That's the whole mensch. That encompasses therein the whole man. That's all of us. We're all together as one. And add to the B'nai Yisrael, the Din of a Rebbe. Iyar is likewise Rosh Hashanah, an acronym. Aleph, Avram, Yud Yitzchak, Yud Yaakov, and the Resh Rachel. You bring together the others, our illustrious, renowned forefathers. And you bring together Rachel. Rachel, who gave birth to Yosef and Binyamin, and instilled, ingrained within us the ability to combat Amalek, who tries to divorce us and separate us. You come together as the proud descendants of our illustrious patriarchs and matriarchs. That's Chodesh Iyar. No more sinas chinam, and no more baseless hatred, because if we don't work on that Achdus, and we don't achieve that Achdus, then what happens? Then we cannot get the Torah. And if we turn back to the preface of the Vayichan Shami Yisrael Negen Har, the Torah told us, you know when that was made possible? Vayisum Refidim, when first and foremost we journeyed away from Refidim, writes the Chida and writes the Kliyakar. Switch those first two letters of the Resh and the Pei. Refidim, you know where Amalek got us? Refidim? Peridim. You can read it, Peridim. I'm a Fuzer, I'm a Furbenim. When we're scattered and dispersed and we're not together as one unified group, when we're not together, be Achdus Gemura as one unified people, then and only then can Amalek attack. But if we're Vayisum Refidim, we run away from that state of a disparity, of a lack of uniformity, and then we run away from that, then on the heels of that, piggybacking on that, indeed, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Keshachab Levchab, we have to be together as one. So I just want to close with the following. Unbelievable, Parshas Bamidbar almost always directly precedes the Yontif of Shavuos. And writes of Yehuda Shaviv in his wonderful Sefer, Bein Haftarah LaParsha. If you look at the Encyclopedia Talmudis, you'll notice that never can the Jewish people agree on reciting the identical Haftarah on any week of the year. And even when it's the same selection from the Book of Prophets, we still don't start and end at precisely the same exact place, except for one time. Only the very week before Shavuos, next week, Parshas Bamidbar. The Haftorah is derived from the Treyasar, from the Navi Hosea, chapter 2, which begins, that V'nikmetzu, you're going to gather together all of the Jewish people, Yachtov, together as one. When we're together as one, that's the one time the entire course of the Jewish calendar year when everybody, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Teimanim, Eidot Mizrach, Chabad, Lubavitch, Samar, you name it, Hasidim, Esnagdim, every single Jew, lays the exact same Haftorah from beginning to end, one and only one time a year, because that's how we go into Shavuos. Hashem, we're ready. No more sinas chinam, no more basis hatred. We want to come together as one, because we're all the proud collective descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. Rachel, Avakav, and Erha. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, Rosh Tevis, an acronym for Chodesh Iyar. That, my dear friends, is what we have to be working on at this time. I want to thank you so much for listening. We're going to now recite the Ilim. I'm going to recite them with starting with Perichof, with chapter 20. And you could also only recite along with me as we ask Hashem Yisbarach, the Almighty above, to grant a refuah shleima on the merit of us working, on getting together like never before, on uniting as one proud people, God's cherished and beloved nation. We ask Hashem, please have mercy, extend Yerachamei Shemayim Arubim to bring everybody who needs it, all the chalom, all the ill and infirm, a refuah shleima bekarov. Perek Chav, chapter 20. Am Netzeach Nizmol David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagem Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezocha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Komin Chosecha V'yolazcho Yidash Nesela. Yitim L'chol Chil V'avecha V'chol V'atazcho Yimalei, Nemanu Na Bishua Secha V'shem Elohinu Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kamashal Osecha. Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho, Digivoros Yesha Yimino, Eila V'recha V'eila V'asusim V'anachnu, V'shem Adonai Elohinu Nazkir. Hema Karvuna Father Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelch Yanid of Yom Karena. Turning our attention now to Perek Chav Zayin to chapter 27 in the Book of Psalms. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimira Adonai Moos Chayai Mimiyevchad Dekrov Alai Mariam Lachos Vesarit Sarai Voi Vali Hema Kashulu Vinafolo Em Tachana Alai Machane Lo Yirali Biyim Tekum Alai Machama Vizos Anivoteach Acha Shalte Veis Adonai Oso Avakesh Shifti Beveis Adonai Koyimei Chayai Lachazos Benom Adonai Vavaker Behechalo Kiyet Beneni Bisako Biyom Rayas Tereni Vesesar Alo Betsur Yeremeni Yata Yerim Roshi Alamai Sevivasai Vezbecha Veyalov Zachay Sura Ashira Vazamar Ladonai Shema Adonai Kuli Yagrava Chaneni Vaaneni Lacham Alibi, Bakshu Fanai is Panach Adonai Vakesh. Alta Ster Panach Mimeni, Alta Piaf Abdach Azrasi, Yisha Alta Shinim Alta Zvin El Hayushi, Ki Avivi Miz Azavuni, Adonai Asveni. Arini Adonai Dakechu Nechini Biarch Mishor Laman Shorai, Ateneni Benevis Tzorai Ki Kamuvi Edi Sheker, Vifech Hamas. Vei Hamati Loros Vetuv Adonai Vert Chayim, And finally, for the third capital, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130 in the Book of Psalms. Shir Hamalos Mimam Hakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Vekli Tiena Aznecha Keshavos Lekotach Adonai. Im Avanos Tishmar Yoh, Adonai Mi Amod. Ki Mecho Hasticho Laman Tivorei. Ki Visi Adonai, Kiveson nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hacheser, v'harbei mofidus. V'hu yiftas Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We'll now recite the Mishaberach l'cholam, having in mind, I'll pause so you can insert the names of all those who need a refuah shleima. Mishaberach avosena avram yitzav yakam oshav yavron tovar shlomo. O Yivarach V'Yirapi Yisacholam. Ba'avur Shekol HaKal Yispalu Ba'avuram V'schar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yomot Lirachem Im Haleha La'achlimom Raposam Al'achazikam Al'achayosam V'yishlach Lahem Ahira Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim L'Marach Ivareim U'shesog Gidei Mesil Shekol HaYisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Refuah Kravolovo Hashta Bagalas Makriv Fenamar Amei. We'll close with Achenu. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Hanasuna Matzaru Vashivya Haomdin Vein Bayam Vein Bayam Bashah Hamokam Yerachim Aleihem Vyotiei Mitzaru Levocha Meafela Viora Omi Shibur Lekeula Hashta Bagalas Makriv Fenamar Amei. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Feiner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please feebly bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Davis, of Brit Shalom Beth Israel Synagogue in Charleston, South Carolina. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.